Parshas Shmini, the Pasuk Yain V'Shechar Al Teisht, and Perek Yud, Pasuk Tes, comes out this year, right after Purim. It's interesting, I'm curious to know if the Svarim talk about the Smichus, that Yain V'Shechar Al Teisht and Parshas Shmini is right after Purim. Maybe a pshat, obviously there's a reason why it's here otherwise, but maybe just because someone, you know, Chasam Sofer says Purim, there's element of Purim Midaraisa. So the concept of Purim was known already from the time of Parsha Shmini. And you know, if you're Matzliach on Purim, so maybe your Ma'ariv was done like it should be done all year, and your benching was done like it should be done all year, and it was done Kavanah Tumos. Maybe someone would have a Havamina to go into the Mikdash, and to be Ovid with more Hislavus through Yayin. On that comes the Pasuk Yayin V'Shechar Al Teisht. Imagine maybe by Sheni, if they're keeping Purim, so maybe you think more Hislavus to be Ovid the Yayin. So on that Pasuk says Yayin V'Shechar Al Teisht, it can lead to Machshavos Zaros, Machshavos Raos, and the Avodah won't be done Kiroi, Efshar. We spoke last time about Kola Osek B'Toras Chatas Ki'ilu Makrivo. So I'm just thinking about that now. I wonder if Lefi the Mefarshim that we brought that takes it literally, as if you brought a Korban Mamish. So what about learning Parshas Chatas while drunk? The Gemara we'll see today says that even though you can't paskin while drunk, but to learn while drunk you're allowed to. But lechor, what would be the din with learning Parshas Chatas? If there's an iser bias mikdash, going to the mikdash when you're drunk, and b'shas the chiyum is doing the avoda. So if osei chatas is kilu makriv, and that's the avoda, lechor, you shouldn't be able to do that while drunk.
Kilu he died.
Huh?
Kilu he died.
Oh, we say kilu. We're saying that the few sheets that say the kilu is mamish here. The kilu hikrivu, that you are, there is some element that the business show is built tomorrow, you wouldn't have to bring the korban, however far to take the kilu. So that's the tie it back to Purim and to Parshas Vayikra. I'll call upon them. What I want to do is, with Yain V'Shechar Al Teisht, there is a sugya in Krisos Daf Yud, sugya in Krisos Daf Gimel on the base, and I want to be mamek into the sugya, because through the sugya, through the Gemara, and through the Rishonim, we're going to see hopefully the amkus, the different mahalchim, and the way that the Tanaim and the Rishonim learn the pasuk Yain V'Shechar Al Teisht. To me, it really shows the godless of Torah Shebaal Peh, the way that after you come out from this, you see what the Kavanas of Torah was with the simple words Yain V'Shechar Al Teisht. And to me, there's no real bigger amud for emuna, there's no bigger pillar for emuna from seeing the Omek and godless of Torah Shebaal Peh, like hopefully maybe through Perek HaZorik yourself a little bit from the Nasan Biyada, to see the Omek of what every knage of the Nasan and Biyada means. I hope to accomplish that here as well with Yain V'Shechar Al Teisht, and even within the sugi itself, within the Gemara, there's so many diukim within the Gemara, hopefully, to see the omek of the Gemara itself. So to get started, let's read in the Parsha, just a few psukim from this Parsha, Perek Yud Pasuches, Vayidaber Hashem El Aaron Lemor, Yain V'Shechar Al Teisht, Atahu V'Necho Itach, it's on the Musar for the it's an Azhar for the Kohanim, V'Voachem El Ohel Moed Losa Musa. When you go into El Moed, Vlosamuso. The diuk is that if you do drink, you will your chayef misa bidei shemayim chukas olam dorasechem. Pasuk yud is ulahavdil ben a kodesh ben a chol ben a tamei ben a tohor ulahorus is bnei yisrael is kol achukim asher diber Hashem aleim biyad Moshe. So it's two Rashi's, and we'll come back to them a little bit later. Yain v'sheicha, Rashi says three words, but it's deep. Yain derech shechruso. The iser to drink the yain is derech shechruso, a way which will make you drunk, and we'll see later that means that not to. If you mix in water, or if you don't drink it bebas achas, then that's not derech shechruso, so you would be pater. And one more Rashi here, which is Nogea for us, is Rashi in Pasuk Yud Aleph by Ulahoros. Rashi brings the Gemara also, Lomod she'osar shikr b'horo'a, he can't paskin. Yochli hei chayef misa, tamalomar, atavanech itchav lo tamusu kohan bevelasa misa, mech chamarosu misa, it's only in Azhara, it's not a chayef misa, to paskin while shikr. Now, let's see the Gemara increases. I quoted the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. The Mishnah is on Yud Beis Amud Beis. Shas revis yayin v'nichnas lemikdash v'shohak de'echilas pras chayev. Rav Elazar Omer im pasak ba, if you didn't drink it b'bas achas, or you mix the wine with a little bit of water, then you're putter. Isser knisa la mikdash and waiting in the mikdash, that amount of time, is only if you drink it straight and without mayim. Now,
the wine is considered good for kosher, umbrella and everything, as long as it's 1/6.
We'll see about mazug. We'll see about. I mean, this is mazug. This is yayin mazug that we're talking about, correct? But, I didn't see them go into whatever the shear of shame yayin is to be most of mayim on top of the shear yayin. That is the p'tor. Okay. We're not talking about. I have to look into better. I don't think we're talking about straight wine. But whatever the whatever the amount of yayin that's called yayin, to add water to that, which takes away the shame yayin, l'inyan, the chiyum mikdash. It's not getting involved in the shear right now for how much mazug is. So let's see the gemara. You gimel mubeis. So I squared all, I put a square by where the Gemara begins. It's on that line of the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan. Yayin v'shecher al tesht. Yochol afilu kol shehu. I would think that I'd be chayev misa even if I drink a little bit. Afilu migito. Even if it came straight from the press and it wasn't from and it didn't wait 40 days, unfermented. Tamalomar v'shecher. Ein aser ela kedei l'shaker. It's only if you have enough which would make you shikr. V'kama kedei l'shaker. Revi'is yayin ben arboim yom. It can't be megito and it can't be a kosher. It needs to be revi'is and ben arboim yom. In kei matam alomar yayin. So if shechar tells me kedei l'shaker, so why do I need the pasuk of yayin? Just write v'shechar. I'll know that it's the derech arboim yom and revi'is yayin. So what's the purpose of yayin? Lomar l'cha that there still is nazhara shemuz har lav kolshu. It still isn't as hard. There's no chiyuv misa for kol shehu. So the Gemara Vayter. Okay, 1 second. Yeah, so the Gemara Vayter. Yehuda Omer Emli Ella Yayin. Shar Mishakrin Minayin Tamalomer V'Shechar. Yehuda holds there's an iser for not just yayin but for other drinks as well from V'Shechar. But yayin's include another drink, so imkei matam olomar yayin. So why should the Torah say yayin once again? So he says, al hayayin b'misa v'al shar mashkin b'yazhara. Shar mishakrim should be the right girsa. That yayin, even though you would infer yayin from shechar, because shechar means all drinks, so what's yayin coming for? So yayin is that there's a chiv misa for yayin, but if you're nichnas l'mikdash, and you do a voda, with shar mashkim that would make you drunk, that's only Be'azhara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yayin Al-Tesh, V'Shechar Al-Tesh. We're going to work with the Rashba's Gersa, that the Gersa is Yayin Al-Tesh, V'Shechar Al-Tesh, Shalotish Deyu Kederech Yechruso. That both were Yayin, we'll see if it's Yayin and Shechar, but the Isser is, Shechar means Shalotish Deyu Kederech Yechruso. Al-Tesh means don't drink it Kederech Yechruso. Not like we said before, that it's kedei, like the Tanakhama, kedei l'shaker, which means enough to reach the level of shikr, but kederech shechruso, in a way of shikr. This is Shitas Rav Elazar, because ha'im hifzik bo nosen socha maim, if you drink it with a hefzik, or you put water in, or even a little bit, putter. Because that's not called derech shechruso. Okay, so l'chora, at this point, we could be masbir the three-way mechlokas Tanakhama, Rav Yehuda, Rav Elazar, Shitas, that they have a machlokas over how to understand what the pasuk is talking about when it says Yain v'shechar altesh. Lefi the Tanakama, that Yain v'shechar is telling you a shear of revius, and that Megito is no good. He's makbid on the shear of Yain. It's the amount of wine which is there. According to Behuda, that v'shechar is coming to say shar mashkim are also chayiv. He says the pasuk is talking about lachor, the most simple pshat, that it's referring to the type of wine, the Yain, and also other drinks. According to Rav Elazar, that says Derech Shechruso, it's not based on the shear of Yain, it's not based on the type of mashka, rather it's based on Derech Shechruso, the Ofen Hashdiya, the way that you would drink it. That would be Lachor Pashup Shat, a three of Machlokas of how to teach the Psukim of what Vishekhar is referring to. Okay. Now, Gemara is Masbir Vayter. My plea, what is the Machlokas? Tanakama Savar, Gamrinan, Shechar, Shechar Minozir. There's a Gzeir Shavah, Shechar, Shechar Minozir. The same way that when it says Shechar by Nozir, we know there the Isser for Nozir is only with Yain and not Shar Mashkim. So too it says Shechar here, so it means Dav Kayayin and not Shar Mashkim. That's why Tanakama holds that we're not going to use Shechar for Shar Mashkim. Rather, the puzzle can only be talking about Yain. And the Rashba, which we'll see later in Tshuva, Simen Shin Samech Gimel, who's Mayrich in the Sugya, explains how it works according to the Tanakhama, the setup of the Sugya. Shechar tells me everything I need to know. Shechar tells me only Yayin, because Shechar is, there's a Gzer Shavah from Nazir, that Shechar means Davka Yayin, and Shechar we also darshan to mean Kedei L'Shaker. So what is Yayin here for Bechlal in the Pasuk? And that's what he meant. Matam Olomar Yayin, Yayin is Beazhara. Yayin is Miyusar, because I would have known Yayin anyways, because that is the Gzer Shavah from Nazir. That's only Yayin. So comes along Yayin to tell me Beazhara. Vaiter, Rabbi Yehuda, Loyal of Shechar Shechar Nazir doesn't have the Gzer Shavah. Clearly, because he holds that when it comes to the Isser Bias Mikdosh, other Mashkim, other Midid Mishakrim, are also Bechlal the Azhara. So you're not going to learn that from Nazir to tell me it's only Yayin, because it's going to be Shar Mashkim as well. So he doesn't darshan Shechar Shechar Mi Nazir. Now at this point, we can make a Ha'ara B'shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that what would he hold regarding drinking wine B'kol Shehu or Megito? Okay? Because the only way we know from the Tanakhama there's no Chiv Mis on Kol Shehu is we had Shechar to tell me Kedei L'Shaker, that you need to drink in a way which will have reached the level of Shechros. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have Shechar available for that. Rabbi Yehuda has Shechar to tell me Shar Mashkim. And the Gemara is Mashman, that's Tam Yain, do Mashman Afilu Kol Shehu, like the Gemara says. That Haguf, we get the Azhara from Yain. We get the Azhara for Kol Shehu from Yain. So according to Yehuda, it would be Mashma that even on the Kol Shehu of Yain, you would be Chayef Misa, which is a Chiddush, because it's Pachos Mishir. So this Ha'ara that Rishonim make, and this Taka, 2 days in the Rashban, 2 days in the Shittim Etzes here, in Torah's Kornim, and it is derived in Torah's Kornim, and the discussion, the fear of Yehuda, would you be Chayef Misa for Kol Shehu or not? Because the Ofen Hadrasha would be Mashma that he doesn't have Shechar to tell me Kedei L'Shaker. Imkain, because he needs it for Mashkim. Imkain, Yain would tell me that you're Chayef on, even on Kol Shehu.
You're right that he doesn't have the drasha most as far as say that he would say Kol Shehu is Kedei L'Misa. Because seemingly,
you don't, so it's Mashma Gemara, you don't need a special pasuk to marbit it. The Stam Mashmos of the pasuk would be Kol Shehu of Yayin. That's the way the Gemara's mentioned before, that Shechar is motzi from Azhara to the level of Revius. Then we have Rav Elazar, and this is interesting. On Rav Elazar, we don't say his opinion about the Gzeir Shavah. It says, Rav Elazar Savar, my Shechar, midi de Meshaker. So the Lashon of midi de Meshaker is a little misleading. Midi de Meshaker sounds like it's referring to other Mashkim. But the Rashba Zagir of Rav Elazar Savar, my Shechar, de Meshaker, meaning that you drink in a way that will lead to shikar, which is the appropriate girsa lechora. What does Rav Elazar hold about the Gzer Shava? The Pashtus? Midi, or could it be Midi Dehu Meshaker? Sounds like it's a thing. What does Rav Elazar hold about the Gzer Shava? Does he darshan Shechar Shechar? Does he not darshan Shechar Shechar? Pashup Shat in the Gemara lechora is what? That he would darshan Shechar Shechar. Because if he were to not darshan Shechar Shechar, then what? Then he would be, that would be because he uses Shechar for Shar Mashkim. And if he uses Shechar for Shar Mashkim, then he wouldn't darshan Sheikhar for Midi de Meshaker. The same way that the Tanakam holds that Sheikhar is for Kedei Leshaker, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Sheikhar is for Midi Meshaker. So if that's what Sheikhar is used for, Lechora Sheikhar is not coming for Shar Mashkim, because he doesn't say like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Pashut reading of Gemara is that he does hold of the Gzeira Shava, that it's Davka B'Yayin, and still we use Sheikhar for Kedei Leshaker. Just here it means the Meshaker, along the lines of the Tanakhama. That would be the Pashut reading of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Keman Ozla Hadatanya. Who is this Raisa going according to? You eat this fig cake or honey or milk in a way that will make you drunk, not yayin. V'nichnas l'mikdash v'shimish. Shaila if the gersa v'shimish or not. Won't get involved in that right now. Loke. So you get malchus for going to the mikdash with sharmashkim. Kaman k'reb Yehuda. L'chora the Gemara is saying something obvious that kaman k'reb Yehuda that only Rabbi Yehuda holds for Shar Mashkim, you would get Malkus for being Nichnas L'Mikdash. That's what he holds, that there's Nazhara. It's interesting to note that this Braisa does not mention how much you drink here. We said before in Rabbi Yehuda, it's not clear if you be Chayav on Kolshu or not, just as Dam Lok, this is Dam your Shasta, doesn't tell me if there's Kolshu or not. Also, the Stamash Mosk Gemara is, this is Davka Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, but Lefi Rav Elazar and Lefi Tana Kama, there's no Isser on Shar Mashkim. Like we said before, that Rav Elazar Lechora does not hold of Rabbi Yehuda as far as Shar Mashkim is concerned. The Gemara is Mamshik. The Gemara says, we'll read this outside, the Gemara says, Amaisa, that Amora didn't want to paskin Halacha because he was Shikr, and the other Amora said to him, but you put Mayim, sorry, first the Gemara says that we paskin like Rav Elazar because Tuvina de Hakimi, because he's Tuvina Hakimi, which means either he means that he's Me'usher Shebechachamim, or he's Mufla Bechachma. Rav Elazar is either the smartest or he's fortunate with his Chachma. Then there's what the Gemara says over Maisa Legabe Horo'a, that someone didn't want to paskin because he drank. The other Amora said back, but you put water into your drink. And according to Rav Elazar, if you put water into your drink, you're putter from Bias Mikdash, so to your putter from Horo'a. So he says back, no, Amrle Holo Kasha, this is like in the middle-sized lines, Holo Kasha, Hob Birviz, Hob Yosr Mikadei Reviz. Rav Elazar only said it's then Birviz. But Biyosr Mikadei Reviz, if you have more than Reviz of wine you put in Mayim, you're still Chayav Misa for, it could be Chayav Misa for Bias Mikdash, but you definitely can't paskin, and I've had more than Reviz. We'll see if Snogay from Mikdash as well. Just a side horror on this line of Gemara. I had just personal ma'aseh. Not really ma'aseh, but when I was learning Shavuos Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, the term Holokasha comes up. So Rashi says in the middle of Rashi here Chaf Gimel Beis, V'chein Kol Duchto Dika Holokasha. Anytime in Shas it says Holokasha, Yesh Kusha Gidol Mizu. There's another kasha which is bigger than this kasha. Holokasha this. But this is a kasha. That's what Rashi says in Shavuos Chaf Gimel Beis. So, around this time, I heard Maisa with Rav Avadya that, like, they were testing computers against him, and that he would show that the Bar Ilan CD came up with circumambulant responses for when it says a certain word in Shas, and Rav Avadya told him, no, they made a mistake here, and he was more on target than the computer. So, when I learned this Rashi, I took out Bar Ilan, I typed in Halo Kasha. It comes up, I think, either 70 or 80. Be'erich amount of time in Shas. So I went through each one to see if Rashi was right, basically. That every time it says Halo Kasha, there's another Kasha that follows it. Krisus Yigim Om Beis. It says Halo Kasha, the way the Samor was able to paskin the Haraz, because it was, the reason he didn't want to paskin is because Yosir Mirviz, if you put in mind, you're still Chayav. If you see in the Gemara here, Adkan Hasugya, and then it goes on and says Tan Rabbanan, a new Sugya. So I had this Ha'ara through basically cheating, I guess, this Ha'ara on Rashi, that you see here, Holokasha, and there's no greater Kasha afterwards. A few years later, I found in Sefer Stechemed, which talks about a lot of things, amongst them is early 20th century, late 19th century, talks about different terms in Shas. He makes this Ha'ara from this Gemara in Krisus that we're learning right now. A Ha'ara on Rashi that says Holokasha, and there's no greater Kasha in the Gemara. Maybe this time, through learning this, like, well, I have possible, but that's the horror. Okay. Now, let's read the Rambam, and we'll see that everything gets turned upside down. So the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Kol Kohen HaKosher LeAvoda Im Shasa Yayin, Oser Lo LeHikonis Min Mizbeach Lefnim. Any Kohen is Kosher LeAvoda, if he drinks wine, he cannot go into the Mikdash Min Mizbeach Lefnim. The first Perek in Kalim has a whole list of different levels of the closer you get to Kodesh Kodashim, it's more and more Oser to go in. So at the level from the Mizbeach and further on, someone who's drunk cannot go in.
It just seems to be that the moment you go anywhere near, then you get malchus.
The Gemara doesn't mention. The Gemara doesn't mention anything about avoda. The Gemara is talking about avoda. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't mention the words that you're doing the avoda. Let's see onwards. The imnichnas v'avod avodas l'psula. And if lemaisa you are nichnas and you do avoda while after drinking wine, the chayiv misa the avoda is psula, it's mechulal, the chayiv misa b'deshemayim shnemar v'lo samusu. V'hu sheyish derevis yayin chay bebas achas miyayin sheovru lover boim yom. It's only if you had revis yayin, like the talent kama darshan kedid shaker bebas achas is Rav Elazar's drasha that you can't be mafsik. That if you're mafsik your partner miyayin sheovru lover boim yom, that's back to the talent kama of Migito, is you're not chay misa. Aval im shasa pachas mirevis yayin or shasa revis vivsik bar o mozga b'mayim. If you don't meet those conditions, then you're potter, and there's no chilul avoda. So he seems to quote Rav Elazar Shita, like the Gemara says, that Rav paskins like Rav Elazar. And at the same time, he also quotes the Tanaim of the Tanakama that holds that you need only kedei l'shaker. So he has both the shear of the shtiyah and the ofen hashtiyah is what he's makbid on. So he's mixing together with Elazar and Tanakama. Shasa yesim revis minayayin, if you drink more than revis, af pisha yamazug, the afa pisha hifsik, so even if you're mafsik or you put in mayim, chayiv misa posel ha'avoda, then there's the chayiv misa, because even though the Gemara only said that regarding horoah, so too regarding B.S. Mikdash, your chayiv misa, and the Ravid's cholik. Ravid says no, it should only be an azhara, there should not be a chayiv misa. Okay, halacha beis, hayashikr mishar hamishakrim, aser lehikanes lemikdash, ve'imnichnas ve'avod ve'hu shikr mishar hamishakrim afilu menachalav menadvela hareze loke. He's quoting Rabbi Yehuda's din. We have odaso ksheira, because it's only a chayiv misa on yain mishas avoda and not on shikr and yain. So here, what's going on? Here, Rambam is quoting Rabbi Yehuda. So in Halacha Aleph, he quoted Rav Elazar and the Tanakama of Kedei L'Shaker and Midi Mishaker. And in Halacha Beis, he's quoting Shar Mishakrim, which means he's quoting Rabbi Yehuda as well. So the Rambam is passing like all three Tanaim. And in the Gemara, it's clear there's a machlokas within from all three Tanaim. The Gemara says, my plea. The Gemara says, command to Rabbi Yehuda, mashma not like Rav Elazar, not like Tanakama. So how can Rambam pass like all the Tanaim? Also, by Shikar, it's interesting to know he doesn't mention anything about the how much you have to drink. Just says how you Shikar Mishar Mishakar. Doesn't say a level of how much you have to drink. Okay, and just a couple other Rambams. In Lacha Gimel, he quotes the Isra Lahoros, and he quotes a Pasuk, and it's Mashmas the Raisa, the Isra Lahoros. That's the Stam HaGemara is Mashmas that way. And a side note, in Lacha Tesvav, he says, Yeiro Eli, that if the Kohen is nichnas drunk and doesn't do avoda, not only is it aser, but it's also is malchus. And the Ravid's cholik, the Ravid says, at least regarding min mizbeach v'lifnim, it's only midrabanan. And the Ramban says, I don't know where the Ramban got this azhara from, to go into the mikdash without avoda, that there should be malchus. Those are the Rambams. And I also have here the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Lam Ayin Gimel. There's a lot more here. I don't know how we're going to get through all of this. I guess we're not going to. But do what we can. Mitzvah, Lo Sasei Ayin Gimel, the Rambam quotes, He Sheizhar Ne Mikanis Le Mikdash Shalor Horos B'davim Dien Torah. He quotes, the Lo Sasei is both B.S. Mikdash and Horo'a. V'hu Omri Yis'al Yayin V'shecher Al Teish B'vavachim O'omoy L'Horos B'nei Yisrael V'loshan HaTalmud Shosar V'yis Al Yor V'yesh Chiluk B'onish L'Av Zeh. You go in drunk through wine or chayev malchus. That fits with all the Rambams we read. Zulas hayayin, what about through other ones also? Avod chayev, not chayev misa, just an azhara. Malchus of Avlo misa. The komi she yorev, who shasa yayin, and also the paskin drunk. She a koin. Vin she yisrael over alav, vin she yash du yayin, or shar mishakrim. Lashon sifra, then he quotes Rabbi Huda here. Yayin v'shechar al teish, ein li eli yayin, minan rabba shar mishakrim, tamalomer v'shechar, imkein lama nemar yayin, yayin b'misa, Shar Mishakrim Biazhar. There's an Isra on wine, there's an Isra on Shar Mashkim as well. And then he says that, quotes the Sifra, that it's Dechiv Misa's only Bishas Ha'avoda. The Ramban there is Cholik Shtark. The Ramban's Cholik, first of all, he says, you're quoting me to Shar Mishakrim by Rabbi Yehuda. We pass him like Rav Elazar. The Gemara says he passed him like Rav Elazar. So why are you quoting me Rav Yehuda? And according to Rav Elazar, he says that it's only Widarshan Shechar means me the Mishakir. But Shechar is not available for Shar Mashkin. That's Rabbi Huda, not Rabbi Lozer. Why are you mixing the Shita? I'm not asking that, basically. Then, and he says the whole Indian that you can't go into the Mikdash without, that Shalobishas Avoda to me Nichnas. Ramam, you said this Makos, where you get that as hard from? Mishnah and Kalim is only Milos Midrabanan that you can't be Nichnas in the Mikdash. Other Mephoshim say, the Rambam holds the Raisa, and you darshan from the Sifra, Makor, that to even be Nichnas and Mikdash without Avoda, there's Malkus, and it's not just Midrabanam. Akupanam, now let's go back to Rashi and Rabban Al-Torah. Rashi Al-Torah says, Yayin Veshecha, Yayin Derech Shechruso. Pashas is like Rav Elazar, Derech Shechruso, which means Davka Yayin, but he doesn't say anything about Shechar. So it's Mashmo, like the Ramban and not the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that even Rav Elazar agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. That's not just Derech Shechruso. It's even Shar Mashkem. Why should Rashi learn the pasuk Yayin v'Sheichar, Yayin Derech Shechruso? It's Mashmah he holds Rav Elazar as Davke Yayin Derech Shechruso and doesn't hold of any of the other Shitas. So the Ramban here says, Yayin Derech Shechruso Loshen Rashi. Upe Rusho, Wesmin Derech Shechruso, Shen Hifzikbo, Onosan Socho Ma'ayim, Pater. The Daito Shal Arav Shalo Husra La Yayin. The Azhar is only on Yayin, Lo Shar Mashakram. Because he'll darshan the gzera shavah shechar shechar minasa, that's davka yayin and not other mashkim. The chen davar lefi daiti man's mashkim, because that's his shita in Sefer Mitzvahs that we just quoted, that he holds that the iser, that Rabbi Elazar holds davka of his drasha of derech shikar, but not of Rabbi Yehuda as well. Aval ha'aladas harav rabbeinu Moshe, al shar mishakim bi azhara v'shechar kipshuto. Rabbi Rambam holds even the shar mashkim, there's an azhara v'shechar kipshuto. He's ma'or that in the Rambam, that avada there's an iser for shar mashkim as well. He says the reason for this iser is that shelo yavul le machshava she'ine kahogen, when he's in the mikdash he shouldn't have a machshava shelo kahogen, and that's pshat not the viavu shtuye yayin. It's not, they weren't musar shtuye yayin yet, but it's to say because of the wine they made the toes with the h zara, but not that they were musar now. That's Rashi and the Rambam. Now, to Miyashiv the Rambam, from all these kashas, how is he learning like Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Elazar, and Tanakama all biyachad? So the Kesef Mishnah says his own pshat, and he quotes Rashba, says two Pirushim. If we get to this, we'll be able to maybe understand the depth of what's going on here. The Kesef Mishnah says, Dasa Rambam, that Rav Elazar is not cholik on Tanakama and not cholik on Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Elazar holds of everything that we said. Shechar is coming to Marbashar Shar Mishakrim. And Rav Elazar is mosif from that when is that an Isser or Shar Mishakrim? Only if it's Derech Shechruso. It's not just Tam if you drink any other Shechar, but it's Derech Shechruso, which means not to be mafsik with Mayim, and it has to be the Bas Achas. And also Tanakama is not Cholik. Because since we see that you need Derech Shechruso, and you also on Shar Mashkim your Muzhar, so too it's Mistavra that you need Kedei L'Shaker, a Revis, and not Mikito. His Lashon is, it's totally in Mishakar. It's no longer, Rav Elazar is no longer holding that it's just based on the Derech Hashtia, the Ofen Hashtia. Rather, there's this new concept called Mishakar. Anything which leads to Mishakar, whether it be those types of drinks, whether it be the Ofen Hashtia, whether it be the amount of Hashtia, Rav Elazar holds of all of them, and that's the only way that you're going to be Chayev. Whereas the Pashup Shan Rav Elazar was only marked on the Ofen Hashdiya. Yesh this topic also regarding the Shir Hashdiya, if you hold you need Revias or not Vindra Velazar. We're not going to have time to get involved in that. And the Rambam passes like Rav Elazar, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda and a Tanna Kamma, and he says that's pshat that Rav called him Turin de Chakimi, the Muflasha b'Chachamim, because Rav Elazar was able to fit in all three pshatim, his pshat, Tanna Kamma's pshat, and Yehuda's pshat, that it's sheer of Yayin and Ofen Hashtia and the type of Mashka all into one Lashon of Shechar. That's why it's called Tunein Chakimi. We still don't understand how the Rambam read the Gemara. What? What? Rambam Pasnik Rav Elazar. Yeah, that's the Gemara says Rambam Rav Halacha Rav Elazar. That's the way the Gemara is Yotze. And we still don't understand why the Gemara says Kiman Kirbi Yehuda. And that Brisa that says when you drink Shar Mashkim, there's a Malkus, what's Kirbi Yehuda? That should be also Kirav Elazar, because he also holds a Kirbi Yehuda. So what's Kaman Kirbi Yehuda? We don't have a shot in that right now. I do want to suggest, maybe an answer to the Halo Kasha issue, that it's a very funny thing that comes out now according to Rav Elazar. The din of Ravis, the din of the Mishnah, the din of the Torah, Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shamayim, that we Darshan Sheikhar means, meaning the Mishakar, that if you put in Ravis, that if you put in Mayim, or you don't drink Bas Achas, that you're putter, that only applies to Ravis Bedavka. If you have more than Ravis, the Gemara says Mefurish, if you have more than Ravis and you put in Mayim, you're still Chayav Misa. What about less than Ravis, according to Rav Elazar? Less than Ravis, Rav Elazar agrees to Tanna Kamma, which means there's an Azhara on the Kol Shehu, and there's no Chayav Misa, because we still darshan Sheikhar Kadei L'Shakar. There's no Chayav Misa on Kol Shehu. So that means that if you have exactly a Ravis, is this drasha applicable of Shechar midi de mishaker la'apuke mazuk b'mayim? Because in mazuk b'mayim yoser mirviz, you're chayav misa. Pachos mirviz, who cares if you put water in or not? Either way, you're not chayav misa, but there still is an azara. So the whole din the Torah is talking about was only this one case of Ravis. That's a very sharp shot. So maybe the way the Gemara would read is, halo kasha, habi revis, habi yosim revis. But what is a kasha is this unspoken kasha that etzem teretz is dochek to suggest that yosim revis, that there's a chiyuv misa with mazug mayim, because then it'll come out that the whole case that the Torah is talking about is only talking about a specific case. To tell me that the only time the Torah is talking about chiyuv misa is specifically revis, because anything less, anything more, we don't darshan the shechar of midi de mishaker, because there's no chiluk between us and mayim. There's no chiluk of midi de mishaker on more than revis or less than revis. Both cases, there's an azhara or there's a chiyuv misa. There's not a chiluk in din of whether you put in water or you don't put in water.
Is it chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim?
For what?
The revis.
With revis, if it's not mazuk mayim, then you're potter. But if it's yosem revis, even with mazuk mayim, you're chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim according to the Rambam,
so
and the Rambam is
chiluk. It's
just the case the Torah was talking about. It says yayin v'shechar, we darshan the open of the chiyuv misa of yayin is mi de mishaker lafuke nosim bo mayim. That which the Torah is talking about is talking about one specific case of exactly a revis. That's a very strange pshat in the pasuk, I would say. Okay. Then the Rashba. Okay. I completely misestimated this. Like, I'm not sure where we should go with through here, but Kesef Mishnah brings the Rashba Be'arichos. The Rashba says two mahalchim for the Rambam. One is very similar to the Kesef Mishnah. The way he says that the Rambam puts all the shittas together, his lashon is that when the Torah says Shechar, it's Echad Mikol HaMishakrim Kidei L'Shaker Ka'amar, and Al Tesht is Asi L'Shash Shtiyoso. Everything is Nichlal in the Pasuk of Yayin V'Shechar Al Tesht. And he goes on to bring Raya's from the Lashon Gemara. We don't have time for it. Raya's from the Lashon Gemara that's mashmer like the Rambam, that Rav Elazar agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. And he then says a second shot that as far as Shar Mashkim are concerned, there really is no shear of Revis and Bas Achas, but Shechar for other Mashkim is just as long as you get shikar. Like Lashon Rambam Halacha Beis was in Mayanichnas shikar. There's no shikar. There's a chiluk between Din of Yayin and Shechar. So there's an arichas, they have to understand what that means. How, on the one hand, can we darshan shechar means shar mashkim, and they have one specific din, which is as long as you get shikar without the tanoim that are said by yayin, yet we still darshan shechar to be going on yayin, that there are certain tanoim about what you need to be chayav misa. Later on mentioned halacha aleph of revis v'chule, so that needs a hesper, which the Rishon Zalman talks about. To run through this, there's other ideas that there's shitas in the Geonim, in the Shultis, Rav Achaigon, and in the Shultis Rav Achaigon, he says that according to Rav Elazar, by Shar Mashkim, Chayav Misa B'nei Shemayim. Rav Yehuda holds it's only in Azhara, that's Mefurish Nigmar. Rav Elazar agrees to him, and more than that, holds it's a Chayav Misa B'nei Shemayim. Interesting thing is in Rav Asadya Gaon, who just says very few words, and Rav Yochum Fishel Perlow explains what he means. He says one word, v'yishtakru, the diazhara of v'yaz mikdash. Rav Yochum Fishel Perlow wants to say, but that's Rav Asadya Gaon, what's v'yishtakru? There's no chilek between yayin and sharmashkim, that on both there's a chiyuv of misa b'dei shemayim. And with that we understand what's mean keman k'rib Yehuda by sharmashkim. Because it says in the Braisa, if you do these things, loke, because according to Yehuda, it's malchus. But according to Rebbe Elazar, Tako be a chiyuv misa, so it doesn't fit with Rebbe Elazar. And this pshat l'chora is the most gevaldik and the taich in the pasuk. Yayin v'shechar al teish, both for yayin and for shar mashkim, don't drink them. And if you do, vin lo samusu. If you do, you'll be chiyuv misa. According to every other pshat, v'shechar is just to be either it's kedei l'shaker or it's din mishaker or shar mashkim or be'az hara. The pasuk is lav davka in one way or another. That shechar is coming to be mazber yayin. If anything, I would say the Torah should have written Yayin Shechar al Teish. Yayin in the way of Shechar. What's Yayin v'Shechar? I saw some Achronim on Rashi. We're not Makkah on the Vav. The Vav Slav Davka. According to the Gaonim, Yayin v'Shechar. On both, there is a Chiyuv Misa. The Rav Elazar, at least. And that's the most glatt reading. Okay. I'll stop here.